This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. T.J. Donovan, a Democrat, is the incumbent attorney general. The former Chittenden County State's attorney is seeking a second term in the November election. As part of our ongoing coverage of major party candidates seeking statewide office this November, VPR's Peter Hirschfeld interviewed Donovan about why he's seeking another term. Donovan was asked about the reforms he pledged to pursue when he first ran for office and what progress has been made on the issues like transparency and Vermont's incarceration rates.
T.J. Donovan, your Republican opponent, Jansen Wilhoit, said he wants to unseat you in large part because of his concerns over your office's handling of the EB-5 case. Specifically, Jansen says he feels like your office has prevented the public from gaining access to key public documents that would otherwise shed light on the state's role in this issue. How do you respond to Jansen Wilhoit's criticisms?
Sure. Well, Pete, it's been a great honor for me to be attorney general. I ran to become attorney general to really be the people's lawyer and to represent ordinary folks. And I think when you talk about the EB-5 case, that's exactly what I'm doing. Let me explain why. Let's first talk about transparency. When I first ran for attorney general, I advocated for Vermont to adopt the federal standard, which would presume disclosure of public records. That's in the interest of transparency. That's now the law. I was the first one out to advocate for that. Number two, when we get public records, we now post them on our website, not just the request, but all the responses, so everybody in the world can see what we're doing. This is the most transparent form of government, I think, in Vermont state government. Needless to say, I'm still criticized by doing that because you can't win on this. Now, we had a case that my predecessor brought, which was a securities fraud litigation that I resolved. I got $2 million for the people of the Northeast Kingdom, really for the city of Newport, to fix that gigantic hole that's in the center of downtown. This is about economic development. This is about holding people accountable, and we did it. Now, we got a lot of other legal cases going on, and our legal system has certain rules in it. Privileges and confidentiality are some of them. That's just the system we have. Now, what I did, because I think transparency is needed here, I asked Auditor Doug Hoffer, would you conduct a full review and tell the story about what happened with EB-5 within state government? Because let me tell you, Pete, it's not going to be answered through the court of law. The system's too slow. There's too many rules. We needed an independent third party. I proactively reached out to the auditor and asked if he would do that. He said yes. We have sent the auditor over 2.5 million documents related to EB-5 to conduct this review to answer the question about who did what in state government. Auditor Hoffer is going to answer that question. That's transparency.
Vermont recently moved 215 inmates to a privately run prison in Mississippi. It's resurrected longstanding concerns about this practice of sending Vermonters to out-of-state prisons to serve out their sentences. Is Vermont sending too many people to jail right now, in your estimation, T.J. Donovan? And if so, what steps would you take as state's attorney to reduce the incarceration rate?
The short answer is yes, we're putting too many people in jail. We're putting people who are poor, who are addicted, who suffer from mental illness in jail. You go to any jail in this state, any courthouse in this state, that's who you're going to see. I have a problem putting people in jail who deserve to be in jail, those that pose a threat to our public safety. Now, let me address this issue of private prisons. It's for-profit private prisons, and I'm against it. We shouldn't be abdicating our responsibility to a profit, to a private for-profit corporation to incarcerate Vermonters. This is our responsibility. Here's what we do to reduce our prison population. Number one, invest in transitional housing. Number two, continue to build out community support programs, such as the work we're doing with diversion. Since I've been attorney general, we have doubled the number of diversions in every county in this state, dealing with issues such as addiction and mental illness, getting people ready for jobs because a job is the best form of public safety. Number three, making sure we're looking at programs such as the Compassionate Release Program. There are many people in jail who frankly have aged out, who no longer pose a threat to our public safety, who should be released. Number four, continuing to reform our criminal justice system, such as we did this past session with reforming our bail system. So many people are in jail simply because they can't afford to get out. If you do those things, You actually invest in transitional housing, in affordable housing. You build out community supports, adopting public health strategies that address the issues of mental health and addiction. We can reduce the population while at the same time enhancing our public safety.
About this time, 2 years ago, shortly before you first won election to the Attorney General's office, you told prospective voters that you would, within the first 100 days of that upcoming legislative session, pursue legislation to ban the practice of sending Vermonters to out-of-state prisons. What did you run into in terms of hurdles that prevented you from accomplishing that?
Well, the contract was canceled, Pete. Let's point out the facts here. The contract with a private prison company was canceled, and the Vermont inmates were moved to the state of Pennsylvania, a state-run prison. So the contract was canceled. Now, obviously, things didn't go well at Camp Hill in Pennsylvania. And AHS and DOC entered into a contract now again with a private prison corporation down in Mississippi. I oppose it. It's 200 people. This is not a big number. I think what we have to do, and it isn't, let's be clear, I don't think it's an issue of banning. I think it's an issue of reforming, of making sure that we're adopting those public health strategies throughout our counties to make sure that we have a standardized process and a uniformed criminal justice process that diverts people who suffer from addiction, suffer from mental illness, engage in restorative justice practices. And really, on that highway to jail, you have many exit ramps based on risk, based on needs. So the folks that are going into jail in this state are those that truly pose a threat to our public safety. Here's the other thing, Pete. We should all be against this. Here's why. We spend more money locking people up in this state than we do on sending money to our institutions of higher education, such as UVM, Johnson State, and Castleton. That's an outrage. We should all be outraged. So it is more than just saying ban private prisons. This is about priorities. This is about making sure that you have the institutions in the community, the foundation of a public safety, access to healthcare, early childhood education, strong public schools, affordable housing. That is redefining what a safe and vibrant community looks like. That's what I've been fighting for as Attorney General. That's what we continue to fight for.
You mentioned some of the criminal justice reforms that you can rightly take credit for in Chittenden County. However, opportunities for diversion and other ways to avoid entering the criminal justice system in the first place are not available to all offenders, depending on what county they happen to be charged in. Longstanding concern about geographic justice when it comes to the criminal justice system. What can you do to ensure that offenders, no matter which county they're charged in, are going to get access to the same opportunities to avoid getting caught up in the criminal justice system that folks in, say, Chittenden County have right now?
It's a great question, Pete, and it's an issue that I feel passionately about, and it's an issue that we've made great progress on. I created a new division within the Attorney General's office when I took over called the Community Justice Division. And because of that division, we now have greater standardization and uniformity across our counties, addressing that issue, as you so aptly called it, geographic injustice. And in every county, the numbers are up, whether it's diversion, whether it's our TAMRAC program, which was based on the program I started in Chittenden County, which addresses those acute needs of mental illness and substance abuse. We also have a pretrial system now in our state. Every county, the numbers are up. We're working towards that standardization. We're working towards equal access towards justice. We're making progress. At the same time, we're retaining local control with our elected state's attorneys. So I'm proud of the work we've done. We've made a lot of efforts to reform our criminal justice system. Here's the other thing. You look at the population in corrections, it is on a downward slope. Our numbers are decreasing, but and our crime rate is flat, if not decreasing. We've done a great job reducing incarceration while enhancing our public safety. There's more work to do. There's more work to work towards greater standardization in our counties, but we are well on our way to equal access to justice. It's work I'm proud of, and I'm going to continue to work on it.
The U.S. Senate's confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court has become a flashpoint in politics for a lot of Vermonters. That vote, of course, doesn't fall anywhere near your jurisdiction, but based on what you do know about the situation, do you think the Senate was right to confirm?
No. I don't think Brett Kavanaugh should have been confirmed. Put the allegations to the side, which frankly I think Dr. Ford was credible. I think he disqualified himself with his partisan attacks and engaging in conspiracy theories. He shouldn't have been confirmed.
And finally, TJ Donovan, you've been in the office for closing in on 2 years now. What's something about the job that has surprised or confounded you?
I think the difficulty of the bureaucracy of state government. As state's attorney, when you're in the county, you're dealing with a lot of partners. In state government, it's a lot bigger. The bureaucracy is much harder to move, but we're making progress, and I'm starting to figure it out.
TJ Donovan, thanks for talking to Vermont Edition.
Thanks for having me, Pete.
That was VPR's Peter Hirschfeld speaking with TJ Donovan, the incumbent Democratic Attorney General. And you can hear an interview with his opponent, St. Johnsbury Republican Jansen Wilhoit, that aired yesterday. You can listen to that online at vpr.net.